verses from 1st Epistle of John, chapter 3, verse 18, 19, 20. 1 John 3, 18. Little children, let us not love in word or speech, but in deed and in truth. By this we shall know that we are of the truth and reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. In this epistle of John, time and time again, the little phrase, "we know," keeps coming. You may one day like to read through, especially the last chapter, and see how many times John says, "we know." Now, in our modern world, that's against the trend. And in our modern church, it's against the trend, when doubts are almost seen as necessary to life, and it's a sign of maturity to some people. Always remember that doubts do not finally exclude us from the kingdom of God. That's a wonderful thing. But at the same time, doubt is not a sign of Christian maturity. There are many things we don't know, let's be honest at the beginning. There's nothing in the Bible to suggest that once we are converted, we know everything about everything. Not even that we suddenly become very mature Christians overnight. There are many things we do not know. At the same time, the Bible insists there are certain things we are meant to know. The reality of who Jesus is and what he's done, and the reality of our standing in him. For some people to say, "I'm sure," is a mark of presumption. How can anybody say they're sure they're a Christian? If I asked you the question, "Are you a Christian?" would your answer be, "Well, I think so," or "I hope so," or "I'm trying to be"? And you may well think that that's the right answer, for after all, who dares to say he's a Christian? Well, if a Christian were a person who was absolutely following the commandments of Jesus, not one of us would dare to say, "I am." If a Christian were a person who'd fulfilled all the obligations of the law, nobody could do it. But if a Christian is a person who's believed in Jesus, then we may say, "We know." And the way we know is to put our trust not in what we do, but in what he has done. And this is the glorious basis of the assurance in John. If your mind's inside yourself on what you've done, then you'll have all sorts of ups and downs. You'll doubt the reality of your conversion. You start wondering whether it was real or genuine. But if you look outside yourself to what God has done, then you may know. In this book, Mr. Cockerton reminds us there are two groups of people in our modern world, and always have been. Those who are weak, man in his weakness. Those who recognize that they're not sure. Those who are rather frightened, rather unsure about in themselves. And then there is man in his strength. There are some people who are sure. It's largely a matter of temperament. Some of us here today are sure about everything. Sometimes we get a bit cocksure and we're a nuisance to everybody else. But some of us by nature are sure people. Others are always unsure. They find it hard to make any decision. Now, John has something to say to both groups, and just a word about them. To those who are unsure, this is the message of verse 20. If your heart condemns you, if sometimes your conscience says, "I wonder if it's real, I wonder if it's true," then, says John, remember one important thing. God is greater than your heart. Sometimes you've got an oversensitive conscience, and it pricks you when it shouldn't. Sometimes you've got an undersensitive conscience, and it doesn't prick you when it ought. You can't depend upon your conscience. But what you do know is that God knows you as you are. And that, to me, is a tremendous thought. Look up sometime, Psalm 103, 14. He remembers that we are but dust. He knows our frame. Or John 21, 17. where dear Peter, one of the sure people at one stage, suddenly became unsure when he denied his Lord. And Jesus three times asked him, Peter, do you love me? And the time came when Peter couldn't answer that question. Sometimes at Keswick, you'll get rhetorical questions from our platforms. We're fond of rhetorical questions, we preachers. And we'll throw out a question for you to answer yourself. We'd have an awful shock if you answered it publicly, as perhaps one day you might. We want you to answer it in your own hearts. And sometimes when the question comes, do you really love Christ like you ought? Are you really faithfully serving him? Are you the Christian that once you were? The danger comes that we begin to get all upset inside and we say, well, I don't know. I'm not sure whether I am or I'm not. Now, don't blame us, speakers. We've got to do that from time to time, for there are some people to whom these questions are very relevant. But there comes a moment when I've got to do what Peter did. Peter said, Lord, I'm not sure anymore whether I do or I don't. You know all things, John 21:17. You know all things. And you know that even though I failed you so much and I find it hard to say, yes, I love you, you know that deep down, with all my failures, I do love you. If you're unsure, remember, God is greater than your heart. Now, there isn't time to expound these verses. I'm here just to give the practical applications. But one of the things these verses bring out is that the unsure become sure when they set their mind on certain truths. What are these truths? Listen, my salvation depends first on the word of the Father. God has promised that if we come to him, he'll not cast us out. He's promised that if we believe in Jesus, he enters in. And God keeps his promise. Put your confidence on the word of the Father. Secondly, it's on the work of the Son. Your salvation depends not on what you do, but on what he did. And from the cross he cried the great word, finished. Your salvation is accomplished. I've done the work I was sent to do. And once your mind gets fixed on what Jesus did on the cross, there you'll find assurance. And the third truth is the witness of the Spirit within. Romans 8:16. That the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. So if you're unsure, set your minds on these truths. And John would have us remind ourselves, be very suspicious about feelings. You find a lot about feelings in the book on guidance, and you'll find it in this book as well. You all come across the little rhyme about the three F's who were walking on a tightrope. I can never remember poetry, never could. So I won't make it into a rhyme, but I'll tell you the truth of it. You know the story about fact and faith and feelings? I'm sure most of you erudite people do, fact and faith and feelings. And they were all walking on the tightrope. And so long as fact was at the front and faith was watching facts, then feelings took care of themselves. And they all managed to walk the tightrope happily. Facts in front, followed by faith, and feelings just tagged along nicely behind. But once a person got things in the wrong order, and feelings went in front, and faith followed after, then facts went all overboard, and very soon faith went overboard, and feelings as well, and you'd nothing left on the tightrope. You see the point? That if you put your faith in the facts of what God's done, don't worry about feelings, they'll take care of themselves. If you start looking inside yourself at your feelings, then your faith will soon go and you'll have few facts left. And I suggest that some of us lose our assurance because we don't study the Bible enough, because we don't know what God's done for us. And the more we know, the more we shall be sure. This is an age when far too many Christians live on experiences and feelings rather than upon the word of God. And I dare say in Keswick this week there are hundreds of people who go around their Christian life without ever studying the Bible properly at all. And they hope they'll get something without the hard work of study. You won't. The man who studies God's word is the man who becomes sure. To your great relief, I'm going to say nothing at all about the people who are sure. I haven't got time. You buy the book and you'll find all there is to know here about those who are sure. Only this, that if you know you're a Christian, thank God you are. Don't think you ought to have doubts about it. And if you thank God you are, only remember that the proof that you are is seen not in what you say or what you feel, but in the life you live. This is the way in which you and I can be sure, for God is greater than our hearts.